Welcome to the SDSU Extension Radio Network. I'm Pam Geppert. Recent rains have been a lifeline for perennial forages and pastures, giving cattle producers hope that the predicted drought may be less severe. But the summer outlook still calls for warmer, drier conditions in South Dakota, signaling that forage production could fall short. On the recent SDSU Extension Cattle HQ Live webinar, Extension Forage Field Specialist Sarah Bowder outlined some annual forage options which may stretch the grazing season or boost stockpiles of feed. Up first is millet, a warm season annual that can be planted in late spring or early summer.
Hay millet is an option because it's very forgiving in dry soils. It provides great erosion control rather than watching your soil blow across the field. And it's a good forage producer. It's pretty tough.
Foxtail, Proso, Pearl, and Japanese millets each have their place. But Foxtail and Proso have a finer leaf, making them suited for grazing and haying.
Dry conditions, though, usually Pearl millet, it has a little more production potential, but it does have a coarser stem. So for haying, that's something to weigh. But Proso and Foxtail also do well under dry conditions. And if you really want to maximize biomass, if we're really going after tonnage, Pearl millet's probably the best option.
Other warm season options include forage sorghum, Sudan or teff grasses, and flax. For late season grazing, cool season cover crop forage mixes should be seeded in late July or early August. Bowder recommends including at least 25% grass in grazing mixes. For more on forage options in drought, visit extension.sdstate.edu.